We've all heard stories of pirates roaming the seas in search of golden treasure. It's true there were men roaming the waters to commandeer and plunder other vessels, but what they were in search of was often not precious metals. The story is today's feature on the American Countryside. This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American Countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. Vincent Doc Palancia enjoys sharing the story of the real pirates of the Caribbean. He says what we think we know probably isn't correct.
Pirate treasure is not silver and gold. Pirate treasure is cargo. Just think about this, 20th century, somebody breaks into your house. They steal your TV and your VCR. What do they do with it? They take it to a fence and they sell it.
Some of those pirates were bringing those stolen goods here to the harbor of Charlotte Amalie on St. Thomas. In reality, most weren't pirates, though.
Most of the people who are labeled as pirates were actually privateers. A privateer is a mercenary that works for a sovereign, a king, queen of England, Spain, whatever, and has a letter of marque, which actually allows you to raid the enemies of your sovereign without penalty of being called a pirate.
Doc says there was one main source of pirate crews that roamed the seas.
A 50-ton cargo vessel would have a crew of 15 men. That's a lot of work for 15 guys. A pirate, quote, privateer vessel would be of the same size but have 60 men on board. You're not as doing as much as you are doing on the other thing. British sailors and French sailors are mistreated, and that's why they get out of that life and sign on with a pirate or privateer crew.
Interestingly, the fact and fiction about pirates began to be blurred very early. The cottage industry sprang up around the lore of pirates and their treasure, which in turn brought tourists here to learn more about the fanciful tales that were being told. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Charlotte Amalie, U.S. Virgin Islands, I'm Andrew McCrae.